is Wade Brafsky with the Chief Organizer Report. And the CBO again says no go on Senate health care bill. Deductibles soar. The nonprofit congressional, nonprofit and nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office had a more leisurely schedule and costing out the latest zombie Republican Senate effort to replace Obamacare with something, almost anything, more draconian. The numbers were the usual at one level. 22 million would lose coverage by 2026, 15 million of them immediately. Medicaid would be hammered with a 26% cut over the next decade. Like I said, the usual. There were a couple of new twists, though, that caught my eye. The CBO number also took a look at the impact of going all Trump all the time on a repeal now and punt down the field until some later date. 32 million Americans would lose coverage on that less than brilliant but certainly spiteful bitter pill strategy. That's 10 million more than under the original Senate slice. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pressing for a vote on something, in fact, just about on anything next week, so that he can count the bodies and move on or move home. That's going to be a hard bill to force feed. The other factoid that caught my eye went to my long-term grievance, no cap on deductibles. Just to reprise my constant complaint, in bargaining union contracts for lower wage service employees, all of the companies had compliant plans under the Affordable Care Act, but they also included deductibles that ranged from $4,000 to $6,000 a year on top of the 9% monthly payments for coverage, 9% of their income. The result for lower wage workers making less than $20,000 per year is that there was almost zero participation, but they were also excluded from any of the subsidies or cost sharing of Obamacare marketplaces, even though they could participate in the marketplace and pay full price because their employers offered miserable plans. We found ourselves having to advocate non-participant and paying the fine. The CBO noted that under Obamacare, the average deductible for a single-person coverage was, in fact, $5,000. Under the Republican Senate bill, they estimated that the average deductible would soar to $13,000 per person on individual coverage. Remember, that's a deductible, meaning the individual would shell out $13,000 before getting any benefits from the so-called health insurance and after paying a monthly premium. Who's going to buy that pig in a poke? Eliminating the mandatory requirement means that's an easy guess, with the answer being nobody. Face the facts. At this level of deductible, this is going to be nothing more than catastrophic care. Why would anyone sign up if they felt kind of healthy and kind of lucky, unless they were suddenly feeling a little woozy or a fortune teller told them to look out? Meanwhile, what we have, warts and all, is becoming more popular, up to 60% support, and the Trump administration is debating outright sabotage, as distinguished, I guess, from congressional sabotage. This is Wade Brafsky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.